2018. Like I had trouble getting to the 9.2 with my outdoor antenna, if it wasn't pointed at it, and I was trying to. I can normally run this net off an HT with 5 watts, and even you have 2.5 watts, and at 5 watts, it wasn't making it very solidly. So I'm on the base here, running 5 watts on the outdoor antenna. So something weird is going on propagation wise, but don't know what. Anyhow, next is ASB or not ASB, KB6NU, and you'll be followed by ASB. Go ahead, Dan.
SAU and the net, KB6NU. Well, nothing major to report here this week, except if you get the you're on the Arrow mailing list, I think. Well, most of you are. I ran across that project or modification, if you want, for making a Huansheng UVK5 do Morse code. And I think this is a very cool project, and I've got one here that I bought just for kicks, because you can, you know, change the firmware, and I think I'm going to do that to this radio and see what I can work. So if any of you are interested in doing that, let's try that and operate some Morse code on 2 meters and 440. Back to you. This is KB6NU.
Thanks for that. That sounds interesting. Does that actually make it do CW, or is it just doing like some sort of modulated tones over FM?
Actually, it looks like it's actually CW, and the YouTube video that I put on the mailing list shows the guy using a little Morse code key, but. I've also just been perusing YouTube, and apparently there's a little 3D printed paddle you can make, and so the software must have a built-in keyer, built-in keyer. So I don't know. We'll see how that works. I'm still researching.